Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you.
Stunt or stupid?
I'm going to go with stupid.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. What are you doing?
You just described my life. What am I doing? I'm going to be doing the frozen honey challenge. I have honey. It's just been frozen now since Friday. It's just regular, you know, Stop and Shop honey. I really didn't care what honey I had. But apparently what's supposed to do is you're supposed to eat the frozen honey. And supposedly people have not been able to complete this without having a bazooka effect where it comes out your other side.
So are you eating the whole bottle?
No one's ever eaten like the whole thing.
It gets better.
Right.
He froze it inside the bottle.
Yeah.
How are you getting it out?
I got a spoon and a knife.
But it's frozen.
Yeah, but I'll be able to get it out. Yeah.
Wow.
I'll be able to get it out. Yeah, no problem.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I always think the stunt is stupid, but it's not. It's the things you do before the stunt that's stupid.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're not going to get it out.
Can you feel the love tonight?
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, the thing is, also I should mention that I hate honey.
Go ahead. Yeah, you can't get it out.
I
gotta go home. I just can't do this.
Here you go.
Oh, all right. He found a way to get it out. He's squeezing it.
Oh my God, it's disgusting. Ugh. It's gross.
Maybe stupid category.
Oh, these sounds are terrible.
They are terrible.
That's so gross.
Oh, you're going to pop your hernia just squeezing that frozen honey out of the... This is so gross. I just never thought I would ever see this.
Even I'm grossed out.
Oh, my God.
Honey is so gross.
How's your ass?
Don't feel good.
Yeah. How long does this generally last before you have to crap yourself? AJ's doing stunt or stupid. The stunt today is eating frozen honey. Apparently it's supposed to just make your ass blast anything that's in there.
The ass blaster.
The ass blaster.
Well, he skipped a couple steps already.
What happened? Oh, did he?
Of course Phil's going to look it up and say, oh, my God.
What happened?
Why wouldn't I look it up?
Because you're a jerk.
What happened?
You're supposed to mix it with water and put it in a water bottle. Step one. Step two is then once it's in the water bottle and frozen, you squeeze it so you get, like, they call it a frozen shaft of honey.
I got it.
He is getting that.
Okay.
There's no water mixed in.
No.
Right.
Was the water part of it that'll make you poop?
No, honey.
What I'm seeing, yes, is you're supposed to mix it with water because what winds up happening... is you wind up, no matter what, you wind up eating more honey than you're used to. What AJ's doing now is why people are getting sick.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Because you have just honey. You don't have anything else in there.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a blast of sugar.
Yeah. You're not cutting your heroin.
Right. So in other words, yeah, this should work faster then. If that's the case. If anything, I'm doing something better because...
better.
Yeah, I'm doing something better because...
Not if you want to live, but if you want this bit to be...
I'm a live.
I'm a live.
Shut up, you.
I'm a live.
I'm a live.
It's getting harder and harder to squeeze the frozen honey out. Oh, man. How much honey have you had? You're just going to be on the toilet for the rest of your life.
Oh,
it is. Wow. What does that taste like?
Gross. It tastes like...
Honey is gross to begin with.
It's like honey, but like a consistency of like caramel.
Caramel. It sounds like Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, caramel.
Well, I don't even like honey. What's supposed to do here?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Toss me the caramel.
Ah. This is so freaking gross. Where'd you go?
How long do you have to do this before you have crap?
I don't know.
I want to get to the part where you're in the bathroom, like.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, really? Oh, no, really? Take your phone with you. Ah, there we go. Ah. Oh, this is fantastic.
By the way, I think we're all familiar with the little honey bear-shaped honey bottle. He didn't even finish the head of the honey bear.
I have it.
Yeah. He didn't even complete that.
Wow. That is a lot of honey, though.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of honey. Oh. Hello.
Oh, God. This room is nasty right now.
Oh, really?
I like that you picked the time as people are arriving to the office to do this.
Okay, Kirstie Flush. Oh, my God. All right, they weren't kidding.
Really?
Yeah, I think the top of my head's caving in.
Wow, so it was immediate. Did you make it to the toilet okay?
Oh, yeah, no, I made it. I didn't leave a trail like Hansel and Gretel. No, I made it here. But it was a photo finish, that's for sure. Of course, when you're wearing a belt, all of a sudden it becomes like a Rubik's Cube. All of a sudden, like, get up, you know, that type of thing.
Mm.
Oh. But they weren't kidding, man. I tell you, if you want to lose some weight, eat honey. Oh, my God.
It didn't take too long to...
No.
Release the Kraken.
Everything was fine, and all of a sudden it just felt like someone put a fist in my stomach, like, brrr, like that type of deal. Almost like the Turbolax scene in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, I think you were taking another swig out of the, you know, squeezing the bottle. And you just said, uh-oh. And I thought you popped your hernia.
No.
You said, I got to go.
I think I got like 4 or 5 chunks of honey before the alarm went off and off I ran. Oh my God.
Which bathroom are you in right now?
If you ever stopped up, eat some honey.
Which bathroom? Frozen honey. Which bathroom are you in right now?
The men's room on floor number 3 here.
Oh,
couldn't even make it to the private one. Wow.
No. Wow. This was push the door open and bombs away. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, thank you for that visual.
Is it still going?
No problem. No, it's just starting to stop up now. Finally. Oh, but I'm probably 3 pounds lighter.
You sound a little proud of that.
Like breakdancing. Yeah. If any employers are coming in right now, avoid the 3rd floor bathroom for now.
Yeah, just start on floor 2.
Yeah, maybe.
Go to floor 2 or use the private one or just, you know, pee behind a bush, whatever it takes. Because this one needs some work. Oh God. Oh Lord.
Oh, I wonder what about the frozen honey? Why does it have to be?
I'm sorry. What?
I'm just wondering why it has to be frozen. What's the difference?
I don't know. Why.
I think because you wind up getting more in one bite is what I was reading. So especially when you mix it with water, you get like sort of like the ice pop effect where it gets like very crunchy, right. And it looks weird. You squish the bottle and it comes out like in a cylinder or something. You know, like it comes out like in the shape of the nozzle of the water bottle that it's in, and people have just been biting it and eating it because it's like, well, it's honey and it's water, it's edible. It's just a much larger dose, I guess, than people would normally take.
That's exactly what happened.
I just don't know why that much sugar, natural sugar, would make you poop right away, like instantly.
Maybe it's the honey itself. Like, I mean, you know, I have no idea. I know nothing about honey. Maybe it's like the bee saliva or something. I have no idea.
Yeah, it doesn't stay in
your
stomach.
Bee saliva.
I don't know. Do I look like a honey maker?
No.
Raw honey may contain allergens.
I made a Tootsie Roll for you, like.
All right. Hold on. Phil's reading.
Well, raw honey may contain allergens, which I don't think you had. You had, I believe.
I'm sorry, what?
A bottle of processed honey. Okay. Honey is high in fructose, which may worsen digestive issues like gas, diarrhea, and bloating among some people with IBS.
Okay.
Let's see.
I don't have any of those things, so I'm good.
Hey, diarrhea.
No, just diverticulitis.
No, and that was just a one-time event. And that was brought on by stress. Don't bring back.
Hey, diarrhea.
Hey, diarrhea.
Now, that is the worst when that happens when you're working.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being one of those guys like, I don't know, I think any construction site, but like if you're climbing poles or whatever.
Yeah.
If you're a little off, what am I going to do? You got to go up and then come down and then go up and then come
imagine
down.
Imagine being a steel worker.
Right.
Forget about it. You work on a bridge. Look out below.
How does your stomach feel? Does your stomach still feel like if you ate something, it would just like send it right out?
Right now, it feels pretty good.
Huh.
Because I just got rid of all the inventory.
Okay, so that's all it was. It was just like a one and done, quick clean.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you find out anything else, Phil?
There's enough that they don't know that they usually recommend infants don't have honey.
Okay.
So like a breastfeeding mother, for example, can have some because it won't be passed that way. But just raw honey for like an infant is a no-no. They say don't do that.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so it's not too good for adults either.
Well, because, you know, bees are just issued, they're just looking for any pollinating flower. That doesn't necessarily mean the flowers that they find are safe for human consumption, and some of that can wind up in the honey. If you're having just little doses as an adult, not necessarily harmful, when you're taking giant swigs of it like AJ's been doing this morning, usually not in your best interest.
Oh, look at that.
Are you? What's going on in there right now?
With the cleaning process.
Okay, I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, we don't need to hear that.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Mighty John, the record guy, is on. We went through the top five most valuable Halloween records. But he has a really cool Stephen King story.
Yes. And if you want to, by the way, get the entire top 10 most valuable Halloween, just go to my website, moneymusic.com, and we'll send you a free copy.
Cool. That's right. Thank you, Joe. I forgot to do that. It's a really cool site. If you have records you think have some value, he'll do the appraisal for you.
Right.
Moneymusic.com.
Yep. You can get the values for over a million records right there.
Nice.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oops.
Well, yeah, so I used to work for him, did research on some of his books. He always had to quote music in most of his works, and I would do the research. And I was over his house one day. I like to say it was a dark and stormy night, but it was actually about 7 o'clock and sunny. But we were in his living room, and he said, I'm going to go to the store and get some beer. Do you want to come with me? Do you want to stay here? And I said, well, is anybody home? He said, no, my wife took the kids to the movies, and they won't be back for a few hours. And I said, well, I'll just stay here and watch TV. So he leaves, and as he leaves, I hear these footsteps on the ceiling above. And at first, I don't think anything about it. And then I thought, well, maybe one of his kids stayed home, was sick or something.
Yeah.
So I go to the bottom of the stairs, and the footsteps follow me all the way. And I'm at the bottom of the stairs, and I said, is anybody up there? And the footsteps stop. And there was no reply.
It's like a classic line from his movies.
Right?
Anybody up there?
So I said, okay. So I go back. He's a practical joker, so I thought maybe he was playing a joke.
Right.
So I go back, and I'm sitting in the TV room, living room where he has his giant TV. And all of a sudden, the footsteps start up again. Back to the stairs I go. They follow me all the way. This time, I am halfway up the spiral staircase in his house. When my voice, I actually literally say to myself, dummy, you're in Stephen King's house. You're right. All alone. Right. Don't go any further.
You're a book. Boss movie.
So louder I say, is there anybody up there? And all of a sudden, door slam. Bam, bam, bam. And I think, I don't care who's up there. You know, back down to the TV room.
I'm getting the hell out of here. Right.
That's my answer.
I'm on the front lawn. I'm on the front lawn where it's sunny and 7 o'clock.
And so I see him driving up the driveway, and I hear the footsteps at the same time, so I know it's not him playing a practical joke. So he comes in, and I said, yeah, I thought you said nobody is home. Said, yeah, nobody's home. Well, somebody's walking around upstairs and slamming doors. He said, oh, that's just General Weber. And I said, Who's General Weber?
You probably said, like,
who's General Weber?
And he says, who? What are you, an owl?
You think maybe I would have needed that information before?
Right, because it's just you and the general be home.
And so he said, oh, yeah, he's just an old Civil War general. He hanged himself in the house about 100 years ago.
Fantastic.
That's good to know. Thank you. Appreciate that. Probably should have led with that before you went to get beer.
Yeah. So, you know, who knows?
Because I would definitely have done beer run then. Yeah, you know what? I could use a beer. I could use
now
a beer.
I could use a beer.
We're going to look at the IPAs for a while, too.
Yeah.
Well, my kids used to spend a lot of time over there because his kids and mine were the same ages, and they'd always say, Dad, you know that place is haunted? And I'd say, yeah, he's just trying to make you scared. That's not haunted. So I had to go home that day and apologize to them because I met the ghost.
Daddy, why is your hair white?
Why is it gone?
Right. It's a funny smell.
There's a brown spot in the back of your pants.
Right. Do you have a chocolate bar back there?
And then you met Fred Gwynne.
Yeah, that was an interesting experience. I was all alone at a radio station. This was in the 90s. And Sunday afternoon, this guy comes into the station, 6'6", and I look at him, and I said, where have I seen this guy before?
He looks familiar.
And he doesn't say anything, and yeah. I'm just staring at him, and all of a sudden I go, oh, Herman Munster! And he said, don't ever call me that.
Yeah, he hated that role. He hated being typecast. That would make him, like, go insane.
It would. It did.
Way to go.
Yeah, he was a tough interview. Yeah. So
he was
about
in town to film
the monsters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Film a movie, Pet Sematary. He came in to do a promotional announcement.
Oh. And he was so great in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Cousin Vinny, too.
Mm. Oh, that was the best, My Cousin Vinny.
I
yeah.
love that one. Two utes.
Two utes.
What's a ute?
What? What's that word?
Michael Balava in studio, author of Wicked Bridgeport and Wicked New Haven.
Yes.
Alan Shelton.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hello, Will. Good. My buddy owns a home in Milford, and shortly after he bought it, he has two little boys, and the boys would always say to him, Daddy, that guy's in my room again. And he and his wife would go up there, and there'd be nobody there. So my buddy never saw the ghost, but his kids several times saw the ghost, so did his wife. Come to find out, the guy who was remodeling the home years and years ago, his wife is a friend of my mother-in-law, and passed away in the home, got electrocuted doing the wiring himself. And she would tell us, just tell him he can leave, we're all fine. But he never bothered anybody. But he would peer in their room and just stand there.
Right.
That guy's in my room again. It's like, ooh.
Just looking to see if the lights work.
I've been in the house several times.
Right. Then they come back home. They have recessed lighting now. Then later on, hello, they move that one wall.
What a horrible way to go.
Boring.
oh, my God. Now there's an island in the kitchen. This is great. Who did a whole new circular driveway? Can I borrow this ghost? I need to check a front porch work. Oh, my God, look. There's a breezeway now to the garage.
Can you cut the lawn, too?
Right.
In the pool.
Wow, that's something.
But, yeah, kind of creepy.
Yeah.
It is creepy.
Yeah, but not harming anybody, so that's cool.
That's the good part.
My buddy said he'd be home alone, have a few drinks, whatever, and he'd go upstairs, hey, where are you? The guy never came out.
Yeah, right?
Just for the kids.
You flick the light bulb goes out, you go to get another one, it's replaced already. Wow. That's pretty good. Look at that. Did a good job, too.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome. See ya.
See ya. You know what we're getting a lot of responses for? On the Chesney Day Facebook page, phone calls, a police officer actually called this in as well, 205 Church Street, New Haven. Apparently, it's the most haunted skyscraper in the world.
Huh.
I didn't know we had a skyscraper in New Haven.
Right.
I'll have to look into I have ghost files for New Haven dating back to the mid-19th century.
Yeah, you wrote Wicked New Haven.
Yeah. Right. And I have a lot of material that
this
wasn't
didn't
used
come
in the
up
book.
In your research?
Yeah, Church Street, and I'm just trying to recall because there were a number of different houses that were supposedly haunted on Church Street.
Phil, Church can you Street, look up 205 Church
Chapel,
Street?
Chapel, And I can't exactly recall with that address. You know, I'll go back into my files today and see what I have.
That's weird.
The Union Apartments.
Oh.
Hmm. Is that all it says?
The price is scary. The rent is hell.
But the Union Apartments.
Union Apartments, yes.
Right across from the New Haven County Courthouse. Let's see. Oh. Ghostsofnewhaven.com has a little info on this.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Let's see. The biggest police search for a ghost ever took place in November of 2004. Within and outside the building during the night and the wee hours of the morning on November 19th, a combined force of over 20 people from the Connecticut State Police, New Haven Police Force, and the New Haven Fire Department, along with two police dogs, private security guards, and the building were involved.
Yeah, weird things happen there, like TVs disappear. Jewelry.
They searched the whole building.
My car outside.
All 13 floors.
Wow.
13 floors.
And by the way, there's vacancies available.
More than once, the dogs would bark and howl to indicate something was there, but human beings would not be able to see anything.
Oh.
Michael keyed in on something immediately. 13 floors.
Yeah. That's a bad luck.
Isn't that interesting? Not supposed to be. Like, if there's 17 floors, there's no 13.
No 13.
That's right.
Yeah.
It bounces. Yeah.
Yeah.
It
goes from 12 to 14. Yeah.
They don't say why the police were initially contacted, why they came out.
Let's see if this call knows.
It was a ghost hunt. They were specifically there for a ghost hunt. There is no explanation to find why the building has the greatest number of reports of ghostly activities in the world. More right. than 100 supernatural incidents.
Wow. Yeah, but I mean, why call the police? I can't put a handcuff on a ghost.
Wow.
Hang up with you. All right, damn it. It's not working.
Wow.
What are you going to vacuum? Whoop, you suck it up.
Wow.
Huh. Big time.
That's,
yeah.
Michael, that sounds like a...
Have to stop
put on
by.
Your to-do list.
It's like a job for Michael.
I have it right here.
Blow him on.
Chaz and AJ.
Hi, this is John from Hartford. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello, John.
Hey, John.
What are you calling in with, brother?
Just one comment on the White Lady of Union Cemetery. I don't know if they've shown it at the recent shows, but Ed Warren had a videotape of the White Lady and some of their lectures they gave. He gave an explanation that he was in Stepney Cemetery, and in the viewfinder of his camera, he saw the White Lady with little what he called wood ghosts trying to direct her away from any sort of human contact. When he looked out of the viewfinder, the White Lady wasn't there, but he got her clearly on his videotape.
Wow. And apparently she's only available after Memorial Day.
I'm sorry?
Between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Yes. Proper.
Proper.
Can't have white outside of that time.
Exactly
frame.
Right. Yeah. Right. Then the flannel lady comes out.
Wow.
L.O.B. lady.
I'd throw that in, being that, you know, you were discussing, Stepney Cemetery.
Nah, I
yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Thanks much, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Happy Halloween, John. One more before we let you go, Mike. The reanimation of humans in people of Bridgeport.
You wouldn't think Connecticut would be the spot for attempting to raise the dead.
Nothing surprises me anymore over here. Let's be honest. Every time we think, it's like, oh, God, here we go.
But in 1880, Dr. George Porter, a surgeon living in Bridgeport, was waiting for the right opportunity, which happened to be Edwin Hoyt, who was executed for murdering his father. And when he was executed at the jail on North Avenue in Bridgeport, and please, if anybody knows about the site being still called the Gallows Yard or the Execution Pen or Execution Yard, let us know.
Yeah.
Because I've interviewed some of the prison staff who say it's still referred to as that. But when Edwin Hoyt was hung until dead, the doctor and several other associates with him brought him in on a coffin lid, Edwin Hoyt, into the jail. up into the doctor's office where they applied electrodes to him, and his arms jumped, his eyes opened up.
He pooped.
Pointed out at the different folks who had assembled, and everybody was shocked and hoping that that would restart his heartbeat. What they found out was he had broken his neck in the fall and that he could not be reanimated.
Oh, wow.
But this went on a couple of times.
So fail, yeah.
We tried. Why not?
Only in Connecticut.
We're just trying on dead people.
Right.
Who were in jail. Michael, thanks so much for coming in, man.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
We appreciate you. It happened to me when I walked into the house on Friday after the show.
Oh, boy.
The garage door was barely open, and I saw my wife in her whatever it is, robe, slippers,
right
in the house, panicked.
Really? Oh.
I thought the house is on fire.
She's waiting for you? Really?
I had things. I had a work bag. I had my lunch bag.
It's
I had
stuff.
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 He's like, get your stuff later. Hi! Get in the house.
Hi!
There's a giant spider in the bathroom.
You're picturing like it's like at the couch.
So she runs in to show me where this evil doer is.
Right.
I thought, well, I got to turn my phone on.
Of course.
And there it goes.
Oh.
Down the toilet.
Bye-bye, Flynn.
The whole time you said nothing.
Right. No. Now, why'd she scream like that? Did it leap or something?
No, it was me going in to kill it. I got toilet paper.
Right.
And then I went in to kill it. It was on the wall.
Was she afraid you wouldn't make it back?
That it would jump?
Right. And she's left alone by now this larger spider that has you in it.
This thing was smaller than Penny.
Oh, wow. Although, you know, small spiders sometimes kick ass. Remember my arm that time?
Yeah.
And your elbow blew up.
Yep.
What did she say right before she screams? It's something.
I heard someone slipper. I heard get it.
Right here.
Oh, are you getting it?
Are you getting it? Yeah,
yeah. Are you getting it? So she's speaking multiple syllables. Wow.
Those are the words of a panicked woman.
Okay. You know, spiders.
Are you getting it? Are you getting it?
Are you getting it? Yeah.
There's the scream from the spider.
You need, like, sound deadening in your house. You're really doing it.
I'm surprised the cops didn't come over. Right. I heard there was a murder taking place there.
I bet you, like, three houses down, a cat crapped itself.
Like, she would easily win, like, if she had to audition for a movie and say, like, we need a good scream and just, like, chuck a spider at her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just picture Jason, like, standing behind her.
Here, open this pickle... open this pickle jar.
Remember this? She went to water her flowers, and then there was a dead mouse floating in the bottom of the water can.
Yep, I do. It's almost like nature is, like, doing this to her on purpose. Spiders in the bathroom, cricket in the workout room,
yep.
Dead mouse in the can.
It's
like a country song. There's dead mouse in the bottom of the can, dead mouse in the bottom of the can.
There is a mouse in the can.
Stop! It went under the drain!
Oh, I think I just lost a filling on that one.
What?
Under the front of the treadmill! Please!
I'm picturing her hanging upside down from the ceiling at that point.
Do you know what that was, too? It wasn't even a spider.
It was a cricket, right?
It's a cricket.
Yeah.
Those bring good luck.
Stop! It went under the treadmill!
Yeah, but think of the workout she's getting right now.
Under the treadmill!
What?
Under the front of the treadmill! Please! I want...
Just think, kids from miles around will come like scream out.
The front of the treadmill.
What?
Under the front of the treadmill.
The sounds cricket. Like we're playing a trailer from a Halloween movie.
In a world where a cricket goes under the trailer.
Just my wife reacting to a spider and a dead mouse and a cricket.
You would think the sound waves would propel those things.
They would just be like blown right out.
Stump the chumps.
So I'm proud of that. I found honey, by the way. Ew.
Everybody who stumps us gets in the running for Impractical Jokers tickets.
Ooh.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, it's Marty from Milford.
Hey, you're on. You got a question?
Hey, yeah, I got a question. So the car that they use, what was the make and model and an addition? What was the license plate number on it?
Ecto-1 was the license plate. Definitely it was a Cadillac. That.
It's a Cadillac station wagon.
Cadillac, but it was a former ambulance. It was, I want to say, let's see. Had the
isn't
fins
that
in the
like
back.
Eight questions,
this
Marty?
Like
I love you, but
no,
like,
I said make and I said year, make and model.
Yeah, but
year, make, model. Three.
It's a lot.
And then I want to say license plate. We got that one. Like, how many do we
got
to get right?
It's either 59 or
you
60.
Got the license plate. It was a 1959 Cadillac ambulance.
AJ got it.
I think we got it. I think you got to say we got that.
He's a car guy. Of course, he got it.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Marty.
That was a soft.
Okay. That was a soft hang up.
A softball. It was five of them. Over
seriously.
The plate at the same time.
It was almost an essay question.
What's this?
Kylie in Brantford.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I have a question.
So, yes, I love Ghostbusters. So, Peter Venkman, he is conducting experiments on psychic abilities. He has a female student.
Yeah,
and
the male
student.
Yeah. In the beginning, yeah.
Right.
So the male student is the only one that gets shocked. Which one did he actually get right and he still got shocked
the
for?
A pair of squiggly lines.
Yep.
He goes, I don't know, a pair of squiggly lines. No, sorry, this just isn't your day. His gum comes out of his mouth. I'm getting tired of this. We paid you, didn't you? You volunteered, didn't you? You're key to $5. I'm out of here.
That friggin' movie. I got to watch that tonight.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is one of the best movies ever made.
Perfect for tonight.
It's a perfect introduction to his character, too.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly right.
Yeah, he's like,
that's the opening scene.
He's going like, come on.
Good question.
Making like face, like, come on. Like you can
you
do
got it.
It. The right. Guy just zap.
Ryan, West Haven. Ghostbusters question. Good.
Hello.
Okay, so Ernie Hudson, we know, all played Winston. Who was the original person who was supposed to play Winston before Ernie Hudson got the job?
Before Winston. I mean, does that count? Prior to the movie.
Really not... Ghostbusters trivia.
Right, that's like pre-stuff.
Eddie Murphy.
I don't think it was a black actor. Was it Eddie Murphy? Okay.
Who was supposed to play Ernie Hudson's character? Who was it?
Oh, he's angry.
Well, I'm not angry. It's a question. It's a Ghostbusters trivia question.
Yeah, but it's not a Ghostbusters the movie trivia question. It's about, I don't know.
It's about the actual movie with the movie.
You want a chance
at
the tickets?
It's like free.
Right.
Yeah, this before the movie was made.
I know Belushi was supposed to be in the cast.
He was supposed to be the Bill Murray,
and then you know, they ended up making the Bill Murray character, the Belushi character, like Slimer, because you know he already passed. The original person besides Ernie Hudson. I mean, I'm going to go with Phil, so I'm going to say Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
You're absolutely right.
Phil.
Phil.
Good job. Phil. Did you look it up?
No.
He doesn't. No, yeah, I said it immediately.
He's so honest.
This is a Google-free game.
Yep.
No problem.
Now you can Google. We can't Google.
All right, no problem.
Sweating. Sweating honey.
All that honey.
Patty and Guilford, what's your question? Ghostbusters trivia.
Oh, no Ghostbusters. Is it Ghostbusters only?
Yep.
Oh, yeah! Then I'm not going to. I have a question from a movie.
Yeah,
I have a trivia from a movie.
Ghostbusters.
It has to be Ghostbusters.
Yep, the original movie.
I didn't hear that part.
Oh. Right, well, think about it. Call back.
I'm out.
Okay.
Okay.
That was easy.
Well, in my
kitchen. Andre and Derby.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Who was originally supposed to play Bill Murray's part?
John Belushi.
Ah, yeah, you got it.
Emma and Wallingford.
Who said, Ray, when somebody asks you if you're God, you say yes?
That was
Bill Murray's character.
No.
Winston.
Oh, it was, yeah, right. Yeah.
That's like one of his only lines in the movie.
Yeah.
Yep. Good guess, AJ.
That, and if it's a city paycheck, then yes. I believe it. Yep.
That's a big Twinkie.
Yep.
Big Twinkie. That's his whole script. That's a big Twinkie. That's the whole movie.
Yeah. And also the thing was, so you're saying that the dead have been coming back to life when they're driving back from working real hard all day.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He's talking
Not
about
many
the,
lines, but definitely left a big impression.
The Bible passage, yeah.
Cheryl in Waterbury.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey. Who played the judge in the courtroom?
Oh,
that's a great question.
Yeah, I don't know the actor's name himself. I know. He usually plays a jerk, a real, you know what?
Yeah. Yeah. They called him something too.
Oh, what's his name?
Oh, what the guy that follows him around and winds up in the mayor's office, yells at him. Not that guy.
The judge.
Yeah.
The actual judge.
Because when the two guys who he had executed came back, there were some brothers. Came back and goes, the so-and-so brothers, well, I sent them to death years ago, and they're back.
What did they call him?
Was it Hang 'em High, something or other?
No.
I think you're going to get yourself a chance at these tickets.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah. All right, we're going to give up. What's the answer?
What is it?
The Hammer.
The Hammer?
The Hammer. I don't recall that, but okay.
Yep,
the hammer. All right.
Yep.
Terry and Cheshire.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, what's your Ghostbusters?
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Drinking ready, huh?
Happy Halloween. Okay.
Yeah, right? No kidding. Who the voice for Zuul? Z-U-U-L, the scary guy.
Well, actually, Zuul was not a guy, it was a girl. There is no Dana Odie
Zuul. Okay, so then, sorry, Zuul.
That was Susan Sir. That was Susan Sarandon. I know who was the actress.
The voice.
No, it wasn't
then
Susan Sarandon.
Die.
Yeah, I don't
know.
It
wasn't Susan Sarandon.
I think Zool's the scary guy.
Who was the actress?
It's the girl in the in Alien.
Sigourney?
Sigourney Weaver. That was it. Yeah, Susan. Sorry. The voice of Zuul. There is no Dana.
Yeah,
only Zuul.
The voice of me.
Yeah, there is no Dana. Only Zuul. Yeah. I mean, wouldn't it still be her? Wouldn't it still be come meet the destructor? I'm trying to think of the voice.
Your brain is haunted.
I'm trying to think of the voice.
Right?
I mean, I know. Behold, I'm gonna go with.
Did you say be a potato?
You're gonna be a potato in a second. You know what? When I'm thinking, just shut up. How's that?
I like how you think out loud.
Right?
Because I'm trying to listen to the voice in my head. So I sound like potato. Sorry.
All right.
I'm trying to figure something out. I give up.
Okay.
Give up?
Yeah.
It was the director, Ivan Reitman.
Nice.
Really?
He never made a cameo, but he did the voice of Zuul.
Did you say cameo?
David, North Haven.
Hey, how's it going?
Yo.
Stump the chumps.
Yo, later on in the movie, at Dina Bear's apartment when... there's a lot of crowd around. There was an unlikely celebrity that happened to be in the crowd. Who was it?
Did they show him on camera?
They showed him on camera. He didn't mean to be there. He wasn't too much of a celebrity at the time, but he is now. So looking back on it, he said, that's me in the crowd, and you can spot him out.
Was he an extra, or he just happened to be walking down the street that day and got?
Yep, he just happened to be in the area, and they were filming the movie.
Was it a famous New Yorker?
No.
Okay. It rules that out. I was thinking, you know,
like Matthew Broderick.
No, I was thinking like a future president.
If I gave you a hint, you know who it was right away.
And the crowd seeing what when they're looking at the building when the building was taken over. On the top?
Yeah.
Well, no. This is a great trivia question.
Yeah, it's a bunch of different crowd scenes.
One at Dana Barrett's apartment, right before, like, where the ground opens up and the car gets sucked in.
Oh, yeah, when, like, the column of melted marshmallow comes down.
A little bit before that.
Before that, yeah. Because everything's breaking, the car gets partially sucked in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't think of who a celebrity was.
That's a good one. We give up.
It's Ron Jeremy.
Is that a celebrity?
Yeah, celebrity, you know who he was, right?
Are you sure it was Ron Jeremy?
I'm positive. You can go look it up.
What?
I don't know. All right.
What?
AJ is
Is Ron Jeremy really a celebrity? I'm thinking celebrity, well, like, you know, people with a career, you know?
Yeah.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.